Hey, it's me, David. I'm with my friend Kevin again, who, as I've said several times already, is studying at Harvard to get his PhD in divinity. And we're just chatting. We've been here for like, what, an hour and a half?
Something like that, yeah.
Been here for an hour and a half at this Greek restaurant, just chatting. And
the Greek Corner in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Greek Corner, yes. Very good.
Excellent lamb chops.
You can get a sandwich for $6. It will fill you up for the whole day. Anyway, so we were just talking about random stuff. And then one of the things we started talking about was Avatar, right? Obviously, the footage has been a source of much debate on the internet. Some people saying it looks freaking amazing. Some people saying it doesn't look great. Before you tell me what you thought of the trailer, which you saw today for the first time, this is the first time you've ever seen any Avatar footage.
Yes.
What did you know about Avatar before today?
What I knew, I basically got from this last filmcast.
Oh, thank you very much.
I had,
That
was the check coming in, by the way, for those of you listening at home. What I basically knew, I learned from listening to back episodes of the Slash Filmcast.
I'm sorry.
And from reading articles on Slash Film, basically about James Cameron trying to develop a new form of 3D that will revolutionize sort of the way that we understand film and or that we experience film. And so I saw the Avatar trailer today. I saw it on my laptop, not in 3D, not in the theater screen, but just in a low resolution HD off Apple's website.
Low resolution HD.
Well, the you know there's like
oh yeah, the 480p.
Yeah, the 480p. I feel like 480p. I have a nice laptop I have the new MacBook Pro. It's a good screen.
Nice.
I didn't feel like waiting for
You're a very impressive human being, Kevin. I get it.
Yes. I rock. But I really liked it. I think it looks great. You know, the thing that comes to mind when I compare it with other heavily CGI films is my first inclination is to compare it with the first three Star Wars movies, like the redux of those terrible films, and to be honest, like as much as they're both of those films were heavily CGI.
Both meaning Avatar and also this and is the three films.
Phantom Menace. Okay.
So all four of those films you were.
Yeah, all four of those, yes. So I take those three as a ridiculous composite of the ruination of my childhood.
Yeah.
But comparing just the inside, the few shots I saw of Avatar's CGI world with the world of George Lucas's first three Star Wars movies, I found it to be much more compelling. I found the CGI to be much more integrated with the live action characters that we saw on screen, in a way that didn't feel as disconnected. It didn't feel as blue screeny, and it felt like even lacking the 3D component that's going to be part of the film in its theatrical release, the integration of the live action with the CGI felt much more real, and I appreciated that a great deal, and it looked like a great film. I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to see it in theaters.
Awesome. So you saw the trailer, you got really jazzed about it. And you're an intelligent person, but you don't go to the movies every week. Like, you know, you would call yourself a film snob, but not necessarily a film...
I'm a film snob who's also cheap.
So therefore you only watch things on DVD, right?
I watch a lot of Netflix, and a lot of Watch Instantly, and I consider myself a film buff. I love film in all of its forms, and if I had the time and the money, I would watch films pretty much all day. But I have a wife, I have a career, and unfortunately, one has to make sacrifices.
Very nice. Well, you can hear my thoughts on the Avatar trailer footage on this week's Slash Filmcast. We talk about it then. But it's heartening to hear that, you know, you like it. And because a lot of people were saying that average person is going to think this is really weird, and I'm sure a lot of average people did think so, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, cool. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Kevin.
Thank you.